I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A ban on smoking and vaping on public transportation in Colorado Springs is now in effect. The new rules recently passed by a city council ban the actions on buses and in the downtown bus terminal to include the outdoor boarding area. The Colorado Smelters Superfund site in South Pueblo is second on the Environmental Protection Agency's priority list. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that the high ranking will help with funding for cleanup.
The EPA has collected soil samples from the yards of more than 400 homes, along with several parks and nearly two dozen unpaved alleys. These properties lie within a half mile of a smelter that ceased operations in 1908, leaving behind toxic materials. About 24% of the homes tested have lead levels above the benchmark for cleanup. The EPA's Sabrina Forrest says they've seen some elevated arsenic levels, but it's the lead that drives the cleanup.
Where we see arsenic, we see also lead, so when we do a cleanup for lead, it's going to also take care of the arsenic issue.
The EPA wants to test soil from additional properties and begin remediation later this year. Indoor dust sampling is also underway, and some homes have already had interior cleanups. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is holding a number of town hall meetings throughout the state. The Democrat is expected to be in Colorado Springs today at 11:30 at the Tesla Education Center. That's followed by a planned stop in Pueblo at 1:45 at the Union Depot. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.